The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Good evening. We began last week the fifth perek in the Shara Bitochen and Chovos HaLevavos, where he talks about the difference in the levels and attitudes towards in Hishtadlus, in the efforts that we put in achieving the goals of our life, to the one who has Bitochen in Hashem and the one who doesn't. The difference between the Baal Bitochen and the non-Baal Bitochen in the issue of the Sibus, in the efforts that he puts in the Hishtadlus. And we were up to the fourth difference. But before we do that, I wanted to take this opportunity in the midst of the Chovos HaLevavos Shara Bitochen, and in preparation for the forthcoming Yemei Hadin Habuim Oleinu LeToivo VeLivrocha, to maybe just explore or present a critical perspective which I think really sets the stage for achieving an enhanced measure of Bitochen. And as we learn about Bitochen, and as we attempt through this learning to enhance our own level of trust in Hashem, then I think it's important to be able to expand and develop that trust. The truth of the matter is that the Torah brings a Medrash, there's also a Yerushalmi, the Mishnah Brura even brings from the Achronim this idea that Mechabsin u'mistaprin be'erev Rosh Hashanah, we wash, we take a haircut erev Rosh Hashanah, leharois be'atzmenu she'onu betuchim b'Hashem she'yotzi letzedek dineinu, to show, to express, to develop that bitochen in Hashem, that the judgment that's going to come about on Rosh Hashanah, it will be in our favor. Inspiration, a declaration and an inspiration to positive feelings of trust in Hashem, that the judgment will in fact be in our favor. This seems to be a very important, significant ingredient in the Rosh Hashanah experience. It seems that even right after the highlight of Rosh Hashanah, or one of the highlights, which is the Kol Shofar, after the Shofar is blown, we say, Hayom Harasolam, Hayom Yamid Bamishpot, Kol Yitzrei Elomim. Today is the anniversary of creation. Today Hashem puts to stand in judgment all the creations, all the creation, the creatures, all those that, all everything that He created. And we stand in two categories, Im Kibonim, Im Ka'avodim. Either deserving of being called and considered and treated as children, and or to be called and considered and treated as servants. Im kibonim, he says, if we're worthy still of being called children of Hashem, rachameinu kerachem oval bonim, have rachmonis on us, like a father has mercy on his son. V'im ka'avodim, but if we're no longer worthy of being called your children, and we're only servants, we serve you, we're not worthy of that special kurva, that special closeness of being your children, but we're your servants. Einenu lecho tluyos ad shetchoneinu. Our eyes are riveted on you. We're trusting and relying on you ad shetchoneinu, until you grant us that graciousness, that matnas chinom, that free gift we don't deserve, what we beyond what we deserve. Ad shetchoneinu v'seitzi chaor mishpoteinu, and you bring about like light the justice. Our judgment will be light, our judgment will be favorable to us. We are trusting in you as servants, we are not deserving, but we're trusting in you as servants, and we're not going to remove einenu l'chotlius, we're going to keep looking towards you and hoping towards you and trusting in you until you deliver. Ad shetchoneinu, and what is this chanina that we want, this matnas chinom, shetoitzi cho'or mishpoteinu, that our judgment will be favorable. So this is a critical feeling in the terms, in the spirit of Rosh Hashanah. And how does one get to it? I'd like to just share with you what seems to be the means to get there, And then, even beyond that, the benefits that this bitochen can bring. There's a Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis in Rosh Hashanah. So he says, what's the reason? He says, we don't read Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Fishehem Yemei Avoido. These are days of Avoidas Hashem, Avoida, hard work, service of Hashem. V'hachno, and humility. U'pachad u'moiro me Hashem, and fear from Hashem, v'yiro mimenu. And I guess another level of fear from Hashem. Fearing Hashem. U'mivrach, and of escaping. Of escaping from Hashem, running away. U'monois elov, and then taking refuge in Him. And then it continues, and tshuva, and of repentance, and tachanunim, and begging, and bakosha, and asking kaporo, slicha, for atonement and for forgiveness. This is the v'chol elo anyonim ein hagogun haschoik v'hasimchan. Because these things, real simcha, and this fooling around attitude, this light attitude is not appropriate. Therefore, we don't say halal, not to lighten the seriousness of the mood. But look at what he describes. First, he describes the days as days of humility. I'm overwhelmed with Hashem's presence. Fear, pachad u'moira me Hashem v'yiro mimenu. U'mivrach, and running away. I'm scared. I'm so afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Yom HaDin. The world is standing in judgment. Kama yavrun v'kama yiboreyun mi yichye mi yomus. Mi bekitzoy, mi loy bekitzoy, mi boesh, mi bamayim, mi bacherev, mi bachayo. Everything is standing in balance. The judgment is real. The Umik HaDin is Neira Ve'oyim. I feel that fear. It's a concern to all of us. It brings me to such a level of Pachad and Muiro Me Hashem V'yiro Mimenu U'mivrach, and escape, running away. I run away. I can't take it. It's too much pressure. It's too much. It's too hot. I'm running. I can't handle it. I'm overwhelmed. Where do I run? Umonois Elov. And I run to you. Dear friend of mine just put it to me just this morning with his little daughter. He uses a moshel. Says, imagine, you know, your little kid misbehaves a little bit. And then so he raises the voice a little bit, or gives a some type of a punishment, and there's crying, and there's a very like this afraid of the loud voice and afraid of the punishment. They're crying, and what does this child do in his or her fear? They run to the mother and fall his arms in embrace. Umivrach, running away, escaping. Where to? Umona Seilov, and I run to the security of my parent. It seems that the appropriate goal and most constructive reaction to the seriousness of these days and the fears that permeate all of us at a time of such severe and serious judgment for ourselves, our families, and the entire world, that the fear that overwhelms us causes us, it's so overwhelming that we want to run away, but it leads us to run right into the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It leads us to say, I got no place else to turn. I'm afraid of you. I'm running away. What am I doing? I'm going to put my trust in you. It leads us to put trust. It makes that trust into a real trust. The trust is theoretical without it, because I trust Hashem, everything is fine. But everything is not fine, and I'm very worried and very concerned. And then I turn, I run away, and I run into you, I run to your embrace, I run to put my trust and my confidence and my counting on you. That's really the mood that has to be achieved. And it seems from the Pirush HaMishnayos that if a person can mobilize the fear to create a vayivrach, an escaping, running away, and a monus elov, and running to Hashem to put his trust in Hashem, then that will be followed by tshuva Tachanunim ubakoshas, kaporo uslicho. That will be followed by the process of tshuva and by begging Hashem and asking Hashem for kapora and slicha. These things will then follow because I'm on a different level. I'm now connected with Hashem. I can now think about tshuva in a realistic way. When I'm just full of pachad, when I just escape or before I escape and I'm overwhelmed with fear, I can't even think about tshuva. I can't even beg Hashem. I can't ask for forgiveness. But when I'm so overwhelmed that I turn with my bitochen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's then that I'm capable of all of these appropriate tshuva and tachanunim and so forth, which is so critical to this season. The same thing is brought from Reb Shlomo Ibn Gabirol, who writes. He says, "V'im tivakesh." La'avoini, and if you're going to seek out my sins, what I have done, evrach, I'm going to run away, mimcho, from you, elecho, to you. I'm going to run away from you because you're out to get me. But where am I going to run? To you. Ve'eskase mechamosecho betzilecho, and I will cover myself and protect myself from your anger against me, in your shade, in the shadow of your countenance, in my trust, in my connection, in my dveikus with Hashem. And that is probably the leading factor, or certainly one of the most critical factors in developing bitochon, is that recognition of how serious the issue is. I saw once from the Beis Yosef, Yosef Karo, he asked the question that says Yaakov Avinu was afraid of his encounter with Esav. So Rashi says that he had a haftocha, but he was afraid maybe Shema Goram Achet, and the haftocha was no longer worthy. He was no longer worthy of the haftocha. But they asked the kasha, then why didn't he have bitochen even without a haftocha? Just have bitochen, Hashem is not going to let Esav hurt you. So the Beis Yosef writes, Beis Yosef Karo writes, he says that a Baal Bitochon is not one who's so why was Yaakov afraid? It says Vayira. Yaakov was afraid. Why was he afraid of? Should I have Bitochon that Esav, Hashem won't let Esav hurt him? So he says a Baal Bitochon is not one who's impervious to the danger. A Baal Bitochon is acutely aware of the life and death situation that he's in, and he rises from that to levels of trust in Hashem. He says, Yaakov, Vayiro Yaakov, Vayesle, he forced himself to be afraid of Esav. He thought about the danger, he thought about the schusim that Esav had in Kibbutz Av, and that he was lacking in those 22 years, in order to become afraid, so that he runs, Evrach, Mimcho, Elecho, I run away from you, I'm scared, from Esav, Hashem, I'm afraid, I don't deserve to be saved, but I'm running to take refuge. Now I have true bitochon, because I'm not impervious to the danger. I'm aware of the danger, but I run to take refuge in you. Okay. That having been said, the Chovetz Halavos continues in Perek Hey, the fourth difference between in the world of Ishtadlus between the Baal Bitochon and the non-Baal Bitochon. Vorvi, ki habiteach bedokim, the one who trusts in Hashem, kesheyivoser loy dovar al mezoinoy, when he has a little bit extra. Made a couple extra bucks this month. He will spend it on that which will fulfill the will of Hashem in the generosity of his heart and the goodness of his heart. Because he realizes that everything is from Hashem. So if Hashem gave me extra, more than I need, obviously, he wants me to do something good with it. And he wants me to do something good with it, and therefore I'm going to use it in the fulfillment of his will. So that's what the Baal Bitochon. It's interesting. Mimcha hakol miyodcho nasanu loch. The Pasuk only says it all comes from him. Everything is from Hashem. But the Chovetz Halavos said that he gives it away with nedivus nafsho v'tuv levavoy. Kemoshe Kosuv. Where is the Nedivas Nafshe V'tuv L'vovoy? Where is the goodness of his heart in that pasuk? It just says he realizes everything is from Hashem. It seems that if a person doesn't have goodness of heart, if he doesn't have Nedivas Nafshe V'tuv L'vovoy, then he will not recognize Ki Mimcho HaKoyel M'yodcho Nasanu Loch, that everything comes from Hashem. In order for him to be able to recognize that everything comes from Hashem, he has to have that goodness, that kindness, that giving nature. Without the tuv lev, he won't realize it. And therefore it's so important that if we wish to in fact recognize that everything comes from Hashem and develop that sense of trust in Hashem, we must also work on ourselves to develop our nedivus, our own generosity, our own kindness, our own gutzkeit, our own tuv lev, in order to be able to recognize everything is from Hashem. And one who doesn't put his trust in Hashem, he doesn't see that anything is enough for him. And he's going to be so concerned about his money, he will even stint on fulfilling his obligations to Hashem. And his obligations to other people as well, because he's always afraid he won't have enough, he won't have enough, he won't have enough, he won't have enough, because he's not a Baal Bitochen. And he doesn't realize that, until he loses everything and nothing is left, that really, it was all from Hashem, it's all a gift from Hashem, and I shouldn't be worried about it. And it says, as the Pasuk says, Yesh mefazer v'noisef oid v'chiseich miyosher ach lemachzo. He says, Yesh mefazer v'noisef oid. One who spends his money, he'll have more. But one who withholds from the yosher, from the proper thing that he should be doing, ach lemachzo. The withholding of money is only to your loss, because this is a gift from Hashem, and a person has to realize it. The Gemara says in Ksubis, the Gemara says a loshen there, melach mamoine choser, one who wishes to salt his money, to preserve it, give it away. The giving it away is what preserves it, because when I give it away, then I realize it's all from Hashem. I'm giving it away because He gave it to me to give away, and I'm giving it away because I'm not afraid that I'm going to be lacking by giving it away, because everything comes from Hashem. And such a person will in fact be blessed, that he will not be lacking anything, because in the schus of that tremendous bitochon that he has in Hashem. V'achamishi, and the fifth difference between the Baal Bitochon in his Ishtadlus and the non-Baal Bitochon, ki ha-boiteach be'lukim hu mis'asik b'sibos o'ilum lo'hochin tzedo lach'risoi v'sipok l'beis mo'yadoi. One who has Bitochon in Hashem, then he is engaged in his efforts in this world to prepare the tzedo that he takes with him, lach'risoi, for the end, to prepare for his end, for his exit from this world, v'sipuk lebeis mayadoi, and that which will satisfy and sustain him at the time when he leaves this world. And that which is clear to him, that will help save his Torah and his world, the ruchnius, he's going to be engaged in. And anything which will cause him some loss in his Torah, or which will bring to any rebelliousness against Hashem, einenu misasik bo. He's not going to engage in that. He's careful that what he engages in, his type of hishtadlus, will only be the hishtadlus that's going to enhance his Torah, that's going to enhance his ultimate accomplishments and purpose, that's going to give him that which he can take with him, because he can't take with him the physical acquirements, the things that we acquire, material things in this world, he can't take with him. So he's only going to be concerned about those things. So that he will not bring to himself sickness in the place of healing. Because that's what happens. If he worries about these things, then he makes himself more sick. He's worried about the money in order to get money. But in reality, the worry is causing him more tzoras, because he's going to lose more than he's going to gain. One who doesn't trust in Hashem, he trusts his efforts, the things, the hishtadlus, and he relies on them. Not only does he trust the sibus, he tonuach daito alehim, he puts his das fully and totally on them. V'lo yirchak midover mehen. He's not going to stay away from anything. V'yisazik b'mershubo chuvam aguna mehen. And there's no limitation in what he'll do. It could be good, it could be bad, it could be maguna, do stupid things, ugly things, inappropriate things, because that's it. It's totally in the sibo. It's totally in the shtadlus. My business, my parnosa, what's going to be? V'lo yachshu b'achri sinyonu. He doesn't think about what's the end result. A chochom is afraid and he stays away from evil. The person who is convinced that he's not the Baal Bitochon, he's convinced that what he does makes all of the difference and that's where it's at, he's going to end up doing all kinds of things which are inappropriate. He's not going to stay away from anything that's inappropriate because he holds that this ishtadlus that he's doing is the essence of his success, and it's isn't that it's all totally in Hashem, but it's rather totally in the hishtadlus that he puts in. V'hashishi, ki abayteach b'elokim hu ohuv lechol kiteis b'nei odom. This is something very interesting, because one of the desired moods that we find in Chazal in this season is one of Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. That's why we ask, the Torah says, that's why we ask Mechila on Erev Yom Kippur, so that we should be considered as one, and the Sotan won't be able to be Mekatrig. So the Chavis Lavov here says that Abutech Belekim is loved by Kol Kitas B'nei Odom. One who has Bitochen in Hashem is loved by everybody. V'daitom Noicholov. They're very happy with him. Their das is at peace with him. Mevnei Shehem Betuchim Mehazokosoi V'libam Sholem Mechamosoi. Because they trust that they're safe from his damage. He will never hurt them. He'll never hurt them. Because he knows everything is from Hashem. He's not going to be upset. He's not going to think they took something from him. He's not going to think he has to do something to hurt them in order to gain something for himself. Because he knows everything is from Hashem. So therefore they will love him. V'libam sholei mechamosei. And their hearts are going to be complete from his anger there. His anger doesn't affect them. They couldn't care because it's not going to hurt them. He knows it's all from Hashem. They're not going to worry about that he's going to start up with their wives. And not with their money, because he deals directly with the Bayri Olam. His parnosa, his sustenance, comes from Hashem. And he's also batuach from them. He's not afraid of them. He knows that his benefit or his damage is not in the hands of anyone else. I'm not afraid of anyone because he can't do anything to hurt me. Everything is from Hashem. Therefore, this guy is not afraid. Other people love him because they're not afraid of him. Nothing to worry about. He's not going to hurt. He won't do anything bad. He's only good. Because he knows everything comes from Hashem, so there's nothing to be afraid of. He's going to hurt us. And he's not afraid of anyone doing anything to him. So there's love on both sides. He's not afraid of their damaging him, even if he's not giving them that which they want. And when he is sure from them that they're not going to hurt him, and they are sure that he's not going to hurt them, he will love them, they will love him, as the Pasuk says, one who puts his trust in Hashem, chesed will surround him. Now here it seems a little bit worthy of questioning, because basically all it says is they're going to be sure he's not going to hurt them. They trust that he's not going to hurt them. He trusts that they're not going to hurt him. And therefore, kishahu b'tech mehem, v'hem b'tuchim imenu, they're trusting, he's trusting them, and they're trusting him that they're not going to hurt each other. He'll love them, and they'll love him. As it says, v'abotech b'ashem chesed yisovenu. If you trust, then chesed will surround you. One who trusts in Hashem will be surrounded by chesed. I guess here he learns that it means one who trusts in Hashem will be surrounded by love of people. I guess the love, once they love, loving means to give. They'll give and they'll do chesed, so they'll be trusted by all of these people, because they all, since they can trust him, because He can trust them, they can trust him, because their trust is in Hashem. They're not worried about each other, therefore they'll love. It sounds like that the biggest impediment to a loving relationship is the lack of trust. When one can trust a person, it's like the greatest quality that a person can have in a relationship is the element of trust. If there could be love in people that have chisroinus, there could be love in people that don't look the best, there could be love in people who make serious mistakes, there could be love in all kinds of shortcomings that human beings can have. Of course, the more milas a person has, the more reasons there are to love this person. But love can exist and will exist. It's supposed to exist. But the greatest impediment to that love is when there's no trust. I can't trust you. I don't know. But if I trust you, I know you. I trust you. You trust me. And there's a mutual love. A lesson which I think is significant. Misha'enu b'teach b'elikim, one who doesn't trust Hashem, ain lo oyev, nobody loves him. Mepnei shu b'chol eis choymed oisu mekaneva. He has no one that he loves. I'm sorry. He has no one that he loves. He has no ohev, he has no one that he loves to love. Why? Because all the time he's jealous. He's desirous of what somebody else has. V'choshev kol tevesh nagiyah elov soron menu. And he thinks that any good that happens to someone else is on my cheshbon. He made it. He won. Oh, he took it away from me. A person who doesn't have it, it's very interesting, because he doesn't have bitochen Hashem. So he doesn't have bitochen. So he's worried, he's concerned. But if somebody else has something, I'm going to think automatically, nope, he took it from me. Because a person, if he doesn't have bitochen Hashem, his eyes have to be on everything. It isn't just like he's lacking some bitochen, so occasionally he'll be a little bit nervous. No, he's destroyed, he's devastated, because now everything, I have nothing. So I have to try this, I have to try this, I have this, I want this, I want that, I want everything, because I don't have anything. One who has bitochen Hashem has everything. But one who doesn't have bitochen Hashem has nothing. And therefore he desires everything. Therefore, it's anytime that somebody has something, somebody's matzliach, somebody gets something, he looks at it and he says, Kol tevish tegei aleim sora mimenu. It came from me because that's mine. I need that. I have to have that. He doesn't have anything. V'shtarpeim lekuchim mitarpoi. And that which their sustenance comes from my sustenance. They really, their parnosa was really taking mine away. And anything that I didn't achieve of my desires, it's your fault. It's your fault. I don't have bitochen Hashem. I'm going to blame the whole world. A person without bitochen Hashem, he becomes sick. If he doesn't trust in Hashem, then he has nothing, and he wants, he desires, he craves, and he can't get it. And if he doesn't have it, then he assumes that every person who has something is taking it away from him. It devastates his whole personality. He has no peace of mind. He spends his life just rolling in jealousy and the false assumption that whatever anybody has is all really taken on his cheshbon. Something bad happens to him. He doesn't have bitochen. So when something happens, he goes so far, the non-baal bitochen, to think it's from them. You did it to me. You think it's all from Hashem? No, I don't have bitochen. I don't have bitochen with Hashem. He's blaming everybody else. He's blaming everybody else. If he has bitochen with Hashem, he knows it all comes from Hashem. If he doesn't know that certain consequences, that certain problems come to Hashem, he spends all his time finding someone to blame. He's seething in this jealousy. He's seething in this feelings of accusations of others are responsible for all of his troubles. It's mamish a life, a nefesh that's in turmoil his whole existence. They could get rid of the nezek and they could get rid of the bad. Since he has these things, he's walking around and looking at all these people saying, you're the cause of my trouble, you're the cause of my trouble, you're the cause of my trouble. I don't have something because you have it, you have what's mine. He said, mamish is a shugina. He becomes crazy, crazed. And then it leads him, because he has all of these feelings, I guess maybe not to everyone at every minute, but he's constantly plagued by these kinds of feelings. And he comes to hate people. Yeah, because you're the cause of all my tzaras. Look at all the tzaras you caused me. Look at the at the mistake, at the corrupted thinking of a non-Baal Bitochon. He has tzoras, and he's in his mind, since he doesn't attribute everything to Hashem, he's bedafka saying, "You caused my tzoras. You caused my tzoras." And he hates people because everybody caused his tzoras. And he'll come to hate them. Ula daber b'om and speak, I guess, b'hem not nicely. Ula kalalom and to curse them. V'lisna yisum and to hate them. This would be to despise them. First limo yisplam or yisum v'hu hanimos, and he's really the one who's despised. B'shneho elomim v'magun b'shnei hamunim, and he is really the one who is the one who is deserved, is despised in this world and in the next, because of the ugliness of his midas and what he has assumed. Because of this stubbornness of heart, where he thinks that everything is on his cheshbon, and where he doesn't realize that everything comes from Hashem, and he's not going to have it good. He'll have no peace of mind in this world. He says a person who trusts in Hashem will not be sad, will not mourn when his desire, that which he loved, that which he asked for, is disappointed. He's not thinking of, "Oh, I was disappointed. Oh, I lost. Oh, I'm so sad. My prayers weren't answered." He's not thinking always about the next day and the next day and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. He's thinking about today. He's only concerned about, "I need enough for today." Why? Because Hashem provides. That was, in fact, the lesson of the Mon. The lesson of the Mon was a very profound lesson, and the lesson of the Mon is really comparable to our life. Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who instituted the first Brocha Hazones HaKoil. He wrote that Nusach, and he wrote that Nusach for the Oichle HaMon. That was the Nusach that they said after they ate the Mon. And the idea is that the Mon is really the sustenance of Klal Yisrael, and just as they had Mon in the Midbar and everything happened in a miraculous way directly and clearly from Hashem, we're supposed to realize that everything comes from Hashem. And part of the lesson of the Mon was the one who took more didn't have more when he came home, the one who took less didn't have less. It was the right amount for each person, didn't stay for the next day, just enough for each day. Every night they went to sleep when the cupboard was bare, and they woke up the next morning with the Mon on their doorstep. And that was the lesson, that everything is from Hashem. And they didn't worry. They learned not to worry about tomorrow. What are you worried about tomorrow? Tomorrow Hashem provides again. They recognize, they realize that everything is from Hashem. The truth of the matter is, there's a very profound and a relevant lesson here as well. I heard from my father-in-law, Zichr Tzadik Livrocha, he asked the Kasha, you know, Rashi brings that by the Tzinseres Hamon, that in the Tkufa by Yirmiyahu Hanovi, when they weren't learning, so Yirmiyahu took out the Tzinseres Hamon, that jar that had the mon in it, that was next to the Oroin, and he said, "Vazen is parnasu aviseichim b'midbar boim shono." It was with this mon that they ate. Here's some of the mon from the Midbar, and 40 years in the Midbar, they sustained themselves and they learned Torah. So you have to learn also. So my father-in-law asked, he says, if he was there, he would have said, "Rabbeinu Yirmiyahu, give us mon and we'll also learn Torah. We don't have parnasa. That's the problem. What is he telling them? This is how they lived in the Midbar for 40 years. It seems that the lesson is that the mon, the food that we have every day, the parnosa from Hashem, that is Pesach es yodecho, masbi'a l'chol chai rotzoin, is really an inyan of mon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoi v'atzma is Pesach es yodecho, lo yali dei malach, he does it himself. He opens his hand and satiates kol chai according to his will and his desire. Says, this is just like mon. And we make the brocha hazon just like they did on the mon, because we have to learn the lesson that everything is from Hashem, and he gives us as much as we have today. Mi sheyesh lo, chazal say lahayoyim, V'doeg lemochor, harezu miktani emuna. One who has for today and he's worried about tomorrow is lacking in his emuna base, in his basics of emuna, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who provides, and therefore there's no worrying about tomorrow. Kilo yala libo mayil mochrosu. He doesn't even think about what's going to be tomorrow. B'nei she'eino yodea eis b'kitzoy. First of all, he doesn't know when tomorrow, if tomorrow is going to come. He doesn't know when the end is here. And he trusts Hashem that he'll give him the day. In other words, I'm going to worry about tomorrow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. And not only that, I don't even know if there'll be a tomorrow. And the only way that I'm going to be sure there'll be a tomorrow is by trusting in Hashem. So if I have to trust in Hashem that there's going to be a tomorrow, I could trust in Him that tomorrow's going to have my parnosa that I need as well. Well, it has been tarpo mezoina boy. He trusts Hashem that He'll give him a tomorrow, laharich loy boy, that he's going to live until then, and that He's going to give him his sustenance. Veineno samech ba'osid loy oveloy. And the future doesn't rejoice him. Oh, I got enough for tomorrow. And it doesn't sadden him. Don't worry about tomorrow. You don't know what's going to be. Vomer ben Siro said in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Al totzer tzoras mochor. Don't worry. Don't concern yourself with the tzoras of tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen. And you may not even be here. It's not going to be, nothing to worry about. Nimtz mitzar loylum sheinu shalom, you're worried about a world that's not yours. Avol da'agosu ve'evlo ha'mashu me'katze boi me'chubes ha'biri. What is his daigo? What is his evil? What is he mourning about? What is he worried about? Only if he falls short in the service of Hashem. U'mishtadu lefro ha'mashu yuchu lefro me'en bir nir ehu v'nistori. And he tries to pay up his debts to what he has to Hashem, public and private, mipneishu cheshib misosoi uboy yoim hoasifa. And he's worried about the end. I want to make sure I take care of all my accounts. I want to make sure I do everything and take care of it all before I leave this world. Upachto shevo hamoves pisam. He's afraid I leave the world instantly and I won't. All my affairs will not be taken care of. Yosef lo hishtadlusus rizus lohochin tzedol achrisa. Therefore, he's going to that thought. Is going to increase his ishtadlus and his zrizus to prepare that which to take with him. He's not going to think about this world and the pettiness of the things in this world. Like Chazal said in Ovos, do tshuva one day before you die. Do tshuva today, that means. Because maybe tomorrow you will die. And if a person realizes that he has to do tshuva one day before he dies, and since he doesn't know when that's going to be, so he has to do tshuva every day, he'll be spending his whole life with tshuva ki dechsiv mechol esyuba bigodecha levonim. At all times, your clothing should be white, which means a person should do tshuva so that everything in his life will be appropriate. One who doesn't trust Hashem, he's going to worry about everything that happens. He's thinking in this world, he's trying to get everything in this world, whatever he can get, in this world, as if there's no, you're never going to die. I'm saving for this world, I'm building for this world, I'm preparing for this world, I'm on and on, amassing wealth and worldliness, as if you live forever and you could take it with you. As if I'm never going to end. He doesn't think about what the end is going to be. He doesn't think about his Torah, is everything in order? Does he have tzedol aderech? Does he have what to take with him to the next world? And this bitochon in the end of his days is going to enhance more taiva. He enhances, since he thinks he's going to live forever and doesn't think about the end, he enhances his taiva for materialism, and he reduces his taiva for things that worry about the end, because as far as he's concerned, the end will never come. And when someone gives him reprimand, and teaches him, how long can he not think about the end? I'll think about the end as soon as I get enough. Everything that that's with me, my wife, children, until the end. When I worry and I've assured and I've amassed and I've guaranteed enough for my wife, my family, my children, everything until the end of our days, then I'm going to stop worrying about the Dagas Olam. And then I'll start paying my debts to Hashem. And then I'll start thinking about these things, and we know that a person shouldn't say that when his lishef neesh neshem aloi sipone. When I get the time, I'm going to learn. When I find the time after I finish taking care of everything, because that time may never come. So that is another difference. The end of the seven differences between the Baal Bitochon and the one who doesn't have Bitochon. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam should allow the awesome seriousness of this season to strengthen our bitochon, to bring us to a real realization of true bitochon Hashem. And we should have that bitochon sheyotzi lo'or mishpoteinu, sheyotzi letzedek mishpoteinu. And in that schus, we should be zeicher to a kshnas chayim v'sholoim, brius hanefesh, brius haguf, atzlocho brocho v'siyatu d'shmayo lonu l'chol Yisrael.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.